This is Hockey This Morning with Mike Ross and Mick Kern on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio.
Arneal, he'll try to come up with it. He does. Lost it now. He sends it ahead to a rushing Housley. Housley's got a breakaway. Going right in and goal. Shoots. He scores! Housley with the Sabres down by two players. Gets a short-handed goal and the Sabres take a 3-0 lead.
Boy, they give her better give this.
Welcome back to the program. Classic goal there. And we're happy to welcome to the program the head coach of the World Junior Team for Team USA and one of the coaches involved in the inaugural USA Hockey CCM All-American Prospects game, which went on Saturday over the weekend in Buffalo. That is Phil Housley. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on your radio show.
Well, we're happy to have you, and certainly with the big event over the weekend, the first time that USA Hockey has put one together. Just before we talk about any of the specifics of the game, just tell me how you felt about how it went.
I thought it went extremely well. You know, this has been 3 years in the making, and Jim Johansson and the rest of the people at USA Hockey did a terrific job in setting this up, and also the Buffalo Sabres. You know, they held the 2011 World Junior Championships there, and they just did a terrific job opening their arms and allowing us to, you know, open our first inaugural CCM All-American Prospects game. And I thought it went very well. The guys really competed, you know, and sometimes in these games it could be an all-star game, but for the most part they played well at both ends of the rink. And the only downfall, I think, was wish it was broadcasted on NHL Network, since there is no hockey right now. But certainly it was streamed on Fast Hockey, and I think it was well received.
I see that Tom Fitzgerald's boy, Ryan Fitzgerald, had a big night, 3 assists. He was MVP for the game. He's one of the names that stands out for me as I go through the lineup. What kind of player is he like?
Well, he's very, very headsy. You know, he can play at both ends of the rink. Very gifted. He can read the play well, has great instincts, and on one of the goals, actually the first goal, was a two on one with the third guy coming, and he sort of looked off the D and made him freeze and froze the goalie and gave it to Fashing for a tap in. So certainly was intrigued with his play with a lot of the other players.
Phil, when you look at the success of this event and the fact that they are prospects, there are a lot of these guys who NHL teams are watching and evaluating, and certainly a lot of guys getting a good look in this type of event. How does this differ from your typical sort of all-star game when it comes to junior-level players?
Well, I think this is the next step in their playing career. You know, you can use it as a stepping stone, so to speak, you know, heading into the draft. And hopefully they can use this game. There was quite a few scouts there, I believe over 150. And if you can make an impression on any of them, maybe your stock rises. So it's great to collect all of these players and get them in one spot. There's quite a few players that come to mind. I look at the Comfort kid, the Malone kid had a very good game. You know, Seth Jones obviously is regarded as a 1-2 overall pick. So I think they can use this, and this is what I think what we want to do as far as USA Hockey. I'm speaking on behalf of USA Hockey, but I think you want to play in this game. I think it gets you on the radar, and some players that maybe haven't coveted a lot of attention will get that if they do well.
Seth Jones, that's one of the great names, the son of former NBA player Popeye Jones, if people don't know, and they will get to know as he makes his mark in the National Hockey League. Phil, how many of these players, I think I've got this right, how many of these players go on to the U.S. junior team that plays in the junior championships, the World Juniors at the end of the year?
Well, I mean, certainly there was two players there that were at the evaluation camp in early August at Lake Placid. Ryan Martin, who's you know, a Type A player, as the Central Scouting refers to, and Seth Jones obviously could have been on the team last year if he didn't get injured. So, you know, I think these kids could be a year away. For the most part, the World Junior Tournament this year is a 93 tournament. Most of the kids are either have been drafted or are playing college or junior hockey, whether it's major junior in Canada. So I think these guys are a year removed, except for maybe a Seth Jones and Ryan Hartman. Other than that, you know, certainly we've kept an open mind as far as me getting a good look at some of the players that weren't at the evaluation camp in Lake Placid. So, you know, nothing's written in stone. We're certainly going to keep an open mind for all of these kids coming into December. And, you know, as we continue to watch and evaluate these guys going to their respective teams.
Phil Housley with us, the head coach of the U.S. World Junior Entry. It's NHL Network Radio on Sirius XM. Mike Ross and Mick Kern with you as well. Phil, it's you know, with the situation happening in the National Hockey League with the lockout being what it is, a lot more attention going to be paid to the American League and the USHL and junior hockey around North America. Is that advantageous? I mean, is that a bit of a silver lining? Should we take some positive out of that?
Well, it's tough right now because you look at the TV ratings last year in the playoffs, and they're the highest they've ever been, and the state of the game is in a great place, and it's just bad timing as far as the lockout goes. But, you know, the business side of it, I really haven't been really in touch with the finer details. But if you look at the pluses to it, you know, certainly the kids that are coming in right now to their NHL teams that were supposed to be at camp, those guys get an opportunity to develop in the American League and be able to maybe see what the pace is like. And certainly all of those teams are going to be better. A lot of their younger prospects that may have played on the major, the big team last year, are going to start their camp. So they'll be ahead of the curve when and if this lockout ends. So I think that's the positive thing about the lockout, if there is a positive thing.
Back in 94-95, you were still playing, and you lived through the lockout situation there. What sort of things did you do back then to keep yourself busy, to keep in shape?
Well, it's funny because we all came to our respective city where teams were playing, and usually most of the players will be home base then on their teams, and we just continued to play and practice and scrimmage just in case, you know, whenever it was going to be decided it was going to be over. For me, unfortunately, I had back surgery the year before when I was with St. Louis. I missed 56 games, so I had to find some place to play. I went to Europe right after the NHLPA game in Toronto at that point, and played the whole month of December, and then I found out that the lockout was going to be ending. Came home for Christmas, and then we went into the season January 4th. So for me personally, I had to play. I couldn't be sitting out another portion of a season. It would have just been too long. I had to keep my, you know, the legs and my timing still in with the NHL speed and the physical part of the play. So that's what I did over the lockout.
Phil, this November, two players that were overlooked a couple of times for the Hockey Hall of Fame are going to go in finally, that being Pavel Bure and Adam Holtz. And I know as I ask you this question, hockey players tend to be very modest, but Phil, you had the career, the numbers, the impact to get there. You're in the U.S. Hall of Fame, which is a great addition. Ever think about the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Oh, of course I do. I mean, it would certainly be a great honor. You know, I just hopefully at some point I'll be able to, you know, be in the Hall of Fame. Looking at the last years, certainly all the players that since I've been eligible certainly deserve to be there. And hopefully I'll get the call at one point. It would certainly be a great honor and closure to the playing part of my career. And, you know, I look forward to maybe hopefully the coaching part.
Phil Housley with us here, the head coach of the U.S. World Junior Team, and it was a part of the Prospects Game, the All-American Prospects Game on the weekend in Buffalo. And you can follow USA Hockey on Twitter at USA Hockey. And it's Hockey This Morning on NHL Network Radio here on Sirius XM with Mike and Mick. Phil, you talked about coaching just now, and you're hoping for a long career in coaching. Was it always something that you had thought about doing when you were done your playing days, or is this something that just sort of came up and the challenge seemed interesting?
Well, it's the closest place you can be without playing. You know, probably towards most half of my career, I was, you know, I would regard myself as a leader, and maybe you don't even think you're coaching, but you're trying to say the right things. You're trying to create new plays, whether it's special teams on the power play. So you're like a mini coach in that respect. And after I retired, I was asked by USA Hockey and Lou Vero to co-coach the U18 National Development Program in the Four Nations Cup, and that was in November before I had even decided to retire in 2003, before I formally announced my retirement in 2004. And from that point on, I just said, gosh, this is great. You know, that gave me a chance to give back to USA Hockey, you know, teach some young kids some experiences that I had, and being able to relate. And then I got the head coaching job in Stillwater the next year, so the timing was perfect for me. And then eventually, since I was away for a lot of the time in my playing days, I didn't really get a chance to be a part of my kids' life in an in-depth part, and I'm coaching my ninth year at Stillwater High School in Minnesota. All my kids now have been able to be a part of their lives in really important times in high school, and now that they're older, you know, I'm focusing on Stillwater. I'm ready for that challenge at the World Junior team, but after this year, I will have to just take it year by year as far as coaching the high school program. But certainly you have aspirations not only as a player but a coach as well, that you want to be at the highest level.
Phil, last hour we spoke with former NHL defenseman Sylvain Lefebvre, now coach of the AHL Hamilton Bulldogs, and he was coached by a number of interesting gentlemen in his time in the NHL, including Pat Burns, Mark Crawford. Who were some of your coaches when your tenure in the NHL, and did you take anything from some of those gentlemen?
Well, I mean, everybody knows probably the greatest coach ever is Scotty Bowman. I had him my first 4 years, and then there was a lot of transition in Buffalo with Ted Sader, Rick Dudley. And then the rest of my career, I had some really great coaches in John Paddock. Certainly the name that comes to mind is, you know, Ron Wilson in Washington, but Brian Sutter, who I thought really was knew what it was like to be a player, because he had those playing days and he expected a lot from you and was very fair and upfront. There was no nothing behind the scenes. What you saw is what you got, and I appreciated him. He really pushed me and maybe, you know, got me some more years in my playing career. But I really liked the way he approached the game, and you know, you just try to reflect back and try to, you know, look at all your experiences, and hopefully that can make you a better coach.
Phil, we certainly appreciate the conversation here, and congratulations to you and all the folks at USA Hockey for a successful inaugural All Prospects event. Look forward to talking to you as we get closer to the World Juniors.
Sounds great. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you. Phil Housley, U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer. You can follow USA Hockey on Twitter at USA Hockey, or go to their website, USAHockey.com.